This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This hour is brought to you by Yuengling, traditional lager, oldest brewery in America.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
Riley, what's been the big complaint about Cubs offenses for the last couple of years, back when it was, you know, Bryant and Rizzo and Baez and Schwarber? Like, if it wasn't homers and that team went cold, they weren't hitting. Like, right. This team is not built.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
I'm a big fan of the raising the roof because it seems like one of the moves that can go from generation to generation. Like, it doesn't necessarily get old. And when it's a cool guy doing it, you're like, right, you can do it.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score. The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And Russ Dorsey, nice enough to join us in studio. Why are you making that face?
Why are the tones so docile on his open, knowing that he does not bring a docile tone into the studio? It seems like the energies don't match. Is that fair?
That was an open that was
created. I don't know, Marshall Harris. This is your show. I'm just happy to be here, to be honest.
You know, we're happy to have you. We're happy to have you, Russell. Can we get along today?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm always trying to get along with you. It's never me.
Why is Layla covering her face right now?
Because she knows what time it is.
It's
you're the one who's been starting.
You're a stuff starter.
A stuff starter?
You're a line
grade?
Stepper.
You're asking about
you're
an open.
You're a habitual
that was,
line stepper, yep. Marshall Harris.
You're asking about an open that was created before you got here.
What's wrong with a habitual line stepper, by the way?
See, that's something a habitual line stepper would say.
Listen.
You say that and then say, can we get along?
I just want us to get along. So I would like the Cubs to get along without Ian Happ for the next week, because that's what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. We had him on the show earlier. He was very confident in his teammates scoring runs and such.
They're good at that.
Are you confident that Moises Ballesteros can come up here and do work?
Is that what they... Here's how I would answer that. It's not like you need him to come up and have a 900 OPS.
Oh, no.
Right? If it's best case scenario and Ian's only out for the minimum stint on the IL, then you just need him come up, get his feet wet, you know, see big league pitching, and continue to do what he's doing down in AAA. Like, I don't think you're asking him to come up and just be an impact bat in the middle of the Cubs. No, they have that. And I think the other part that helps the Cubs is, since April 29th, Dansby Swanson has a 1,200 OPS. Five homers in that span, hitting over 400. And so they have a guy that, when the lineup was had the most runs in baseball, run scores in baseball, was not hitting at all. And now he's one of the best, for the last 3 weeks or so, been one of the best hitters in all of Major League Baseball. So, yeah, I don't think you're asking your young prospect to be, you know, set the world on fire. Just come up, do what you do, and then you see where you go from there.
I did think, though, Russ, when they decided to call up Moises Ballesteros, who has earned his spot, mm-hmm. he's earned his opportunity, was that also something to be said about Matt Shaw not getting that automatic spot being called back up?
I think it's an interesting question. I think you just want a guy to continue to work on things. And I think if they thought that it was going to be a minimum thing, back to the earlier point, like, do you want to do the up-down thing with Matt Shaw? You know what I mean? Like, if he's not coming up to stay, do you want to bring him up to send him back down in a week and have, you know, it's human nature to have disappointment, like, dang, I thought I was going to stay up this time. And so that's probably, if I'm going to say there's a reason for that, I would look at that. But they still expect Matt Shaw to be on the big league roster before the season's over and to be, you know, probably take hold of that third base spot eventually. So, yeah, I wouldn't look too deeply into it right now. Now, if he gets to stay longer than the week, now you have a deeper conversation. Like, if he's hitting, like, do you send a guy down? He's maybe has two homers, hitting over 300, 900 OPS. You think about it.
I just wonder who that would be for in terms of, I know I'd much rather see Ballesteros' bat in the lineup over, say, Justin Turner, because one of them is hitting and one of them is not. And I just wonder who's going to be the odd man out when they make this actual transaction on the 40-man roster. Is it going to be a pitcher that hasn't been getting run, or like I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'm anxious to see what happens.
Yes, Marshall Harris. Like, all those things could happen, right? There, like, could be a lot of different guys that you take off the 40-man roster. I just think once you decide to call up these young prospects that aren't on the 40-man and put them on, you've already started to have the conversation of, all right, in the gymnastics of roster construction, who are we okay with saying, all right, we're going to take this person off our 40-man roster, or we're going to release this person, or do you move somebody? Like, moving somebody from the 15 to the 60-day would open up a spot as well. So there are all these different conversations that you have weeks prior to promoting a kid to the big leagues that isn't on the 40-man roster, and they just have to decide. I think you're also playing the long versus short-term thing, too, where it's like, if this is just going to be a short-term move, maybe you don't move somebody that you could potentially need in a week or so. But who knows? Who knows, Marshall Harris?
I think you've hit on something, though, because in bringing up Cade Horton, in bringing up Matt Shaw, even though he's back down now, in bringing up Ballesteros, these are your actual prospects mm-hmm. that you expect to see either on your team or part of some whiz-bang trade. And that's it. Your top prospects, a lot of times, if it's a really expensive something, you know, they get discussed in a possible trade. Cam Smith, obviously, a part of that discussion as well. But the point is, your big league-ready talent is either going to do one of two things at this time. If your window is open, you're either trying to keep a team from asking for him if you want something, or you're bringing him up because you want him to stay.
Yeah, I mean, you could showcase a guy, right? That happens, where it's like, you know what, this kid's been tearing it up, and we might not move him, but we might move him. And there are 29 teams out here that might want to take a look at this kid and see him hitting against big league pitching. And so I think it does a lot of different things for them. It allows him to get, you know, he's earned the right, to your point, he's earned the right to get a shot in the big leagues. You also, you know, need the roster spot. So, all right, we're going to promote this kid. And hey, if he's swinging it like he was swinging in AAA, and we have needs on our roster, and there are teams send scouts to big league ballparks every day to look at young talent on big league rosters, young talent on minor league rosters, and if you can showcase a guy, I'm not saying the Cubs are going to move him, but I'm saying these are things that happen, right? If you can showcase a guy in the process of him helping your big league roster, cool.
Okay, I just want to know, this is off the Cubs, but related topic.
Yeah.
How real are the St. Louis Cardinals? I'm trying to figure out how good they are. The pitching has been absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I look up now, and they've won 9 in a row in our game out of first.
I don't look at them as being real, okay. And that's no shot to the St. Louis Cardinals. And excuse me for going on my phone, but there's a point that I wanted to bring up when it comes to the Cardinals. So they have a lot of veterans on their roster, right? Nolan Arenado's still on that roster. You have Eric Fetty, former Chicago White Sox pitcher, who's been pitching like he was with the White Sox, you know, last year. Sonny Gray, another guy that's pitching really well. But if you look at the teams they've beaten during their win streak, let me read them off to you. The Washington Nationals, even though they beat the Phillies yesterday. The Washington Nationals, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
2 or 3 from who, though?
2 or 3 from the Mets, and then the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, one of those Pirates games, they were the ones who originally teed off on Paul Skeens.
I get it. I just, when I'm looking at the NL Central right now, how many teams do I believe are better than the St. Louis Cardinals? I would say 3, right? I think the Cubs are better.
The Brewers and the Reds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other part of that is the age of the talent, too.
Right. Like, if you know, like, they were trying all offseason to move Nolan Arenado. And so, for me, it's good that you're playing well from the standpoint of, okay, potentially we can move Nolan at the deadline. We have veteran starters. Every team is looking for starting pitching. We can move some of these guys at the deadline. And you have young talent on your roster that you do want to, you know, develop into something. And you don't want to have young guys on a roster and getting your head kicked in every night. You end up having a roster like the Colorado Rockies where you have players coming out saying, please still believe in us, right? Stuff like that. So you want to be able to win ball games, and I think this is good for the Cardinals long term when you look at this is the last year John Mozeliak as the president of baseball operations in St. Louis, and you have Chaim Bloom coming in next year. So if you can, you know, bring back a nice haul of prospect capital after moving some of those veteran guys because they've been playing so well, that kicks you off next year and year one high on Bloom and saying, all right, we have something to work with.
We are talking to our friend, the beat reporter for Yahoo Sports for Major League Baseball, Russ Dorsey, also on Apple TV. Also worked with Anthony Rizzo last week.
I did.
What was that like? That's the first time that we've heard from him since he was on a major league team.
Yeah, it was weird because it's the first time that I've worked with somebody that I covered. Right. So my first 2 years on the Cubs beat here in Chicago, Anthony Rizzo was on the roster. And last week, Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV, Anthony Rizzo was joining me as one of the analysts. And it was really cool. And like, it was the first time I had gotten to see him and like talk to him since the Cubs traded him in 2021. And yeah, it was good. Like it was his first time doing TV in that format. And I've done TV with a lot of guys. And I think if he ever decided that that's what he wanted to do full time, he'd be very good at it.
Did he give any indication as to whether or not he's going to be on a team or anything like that? Like, I could see why he would still think that he's got something in the tank to be able to.
I wouldn't say from what I gather from him, but you know that for a guy that's so close to playing, like it's probably still there. And I could tell in some of our conversations, like he misses playing. But I think he's also, you know, a veteran, has made a lot of good money in the big leagues, World Series champion, went to a World Series last year. And so we'll see, you know.
He's not retired yet. So I feel like
Evan Longoria just retired yesterday.
That's crazy.
I thought that happened earlier, like 2 weeks ago.
No, it just officially happened yesterday.
Evan Longoria. Man.
Evan Longoria out here signing big deals right out the gate. Like they should have done with Pete Crow Armstrong. Now they're going to owe him a whole lot more money.
Should they have? You keep coming back to that, Marshall.
I do. I'm going to stay on
he
it.
Does
that's a horse I will ride.
But why?
That's one of his, Mount Rushmore of takes.
You don't have to, but just get it out of the way because I know this team is reticent to pay money to. Hold up.
No, I'm listening.
No, you made the.
I'm literally looking at you and listening.
No, listen. We know how much money that you're going to have to pay him if he's what we think he is, right?
Like, do we?
In the range. Do we not? Is nine figures?
He's played well for 2 months.
We're coming up on a year. A whole season. Back half
you know
of
what?
Last season.
Even if I give that to you, Marshall.
Front half of this season.
Even if I give that to you, cool. 2 months last year, 2 months this year.
Do you want to buy out the plus arbitration or not? That's where it comes down to. The sooner you get that done, the less of a hassle that will be.
I think we've gotten into a point in baseball society where we feel like every guy that comes up and plays well for a little bit needs some massive extension.
Yes, because if you're going to play like, if you're going to spend like a small market team, that's how you keep your players.
Who's to say they thought like a small market team with that decision specifically?
Oh, I'm not
if
saying
you don't think that. Hold on, listen to me, because I was listening to you. If you don't think, if they didn't think before the season he was a 900 OPS player, then why would you give him 900 OPS player extension?
I don't know that he's a 900 OPS player, but I think he's an 850 OPS player or 800 to 850, somewhere in that range.
Does 800 to 850 get you $100 million?
Sure.
From what? What evidence do you have that that's the number?
I'm looking at the recent guys who have been paid, the Merrills, the young guys from smaller markets who showed in a small window, but they showed the history of and the projections forward. I think that's what the Cubs have to draw on. If they're not going to be willing to go out and just buy the big free agent, you at least have to keep your own talent as long as possible.
Jackson Merrill, are we calling San Diego a small market?
Oh, no. I'm saying in terms of being able to pay people that you want to keep in-house as opposed to not going out and spending. I know they've spent in the past.
I think that's why they continue to spend
but
on
when
him.
You look at them, you look at the Diamondbacks, you look at some of these other teams, you can look at the Braves. Teams, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in the realm of players you're talking about, Jackson Merrill, who just got an extension over $100 million that could turn into $200 million if he hits his escalators. Corbin Carroll got an eight-year, $111 million deal before his rookie season. And so I just... And this is no disrespect
to PCA.
Jackson Churio is still playing on his deal.
I could be wrong.
Corbin Carroll, his rookie season, finished fifth in MVP voting. Not rookie of the year, MVP voting. And okay. So I think it's hard to put him, Jackson Merrill, who finished in the top 10 in MVP voting his rookie season, and PCA in the same conversation, because I don't think they are. I think PCA's played great baseball this year. I think you can make the case that he's the best center fielder in baseball, but I don't think you knew that when you started having these conversations.
I knew defensively.
Yeah, but defensively isn't, you're not paying somebody $100 million for defense, Marshall.
No, I agree with that, but that's part of the equation when you're talking about it. I guess I projected out more than other people did. Maybe I was early to that, but that was my whole point. Be early, don't be late.
Is it because of the Churio deal? Because that was 8 years, 82. Is that the one like that? That's
no, it
what
wasn't
I was
the Churio. It
up.
Wasn't the Churio. It was the two that you mentioned were the ones that I had in mind when I'm talking about that. And I understand what you're saying on those two teams. I think he's going to have that type of season this year. So yeah, we could wait till the end of this year to sort it out. I definitely didn't think the $75 million. I'm like that. There was no chance he was going to say I'm signing for $75 million and you're going to buy out some of my.
There's a lot of guys that do. Right, there's a lot of guys that say, hey, man, more money than I've ever seen before. But I think it is good business.
I think Pete Crow Armstrong's good based on...
And he bet on himself to say, hey, you know what? I appreciate you guys for having the conversation. I'm going to play this thing out and then we'll come back.
With his lineage and who his parents are, I don't think he was like, I've got to get this money right this second. I don't think that was ever going to be a case. I understand what you're saying, though.
There's no resolution.
But there usually isn't when Russell and I discuss things.
I feel like it's like on your, if you have a Mount Rushmore of takes, the extend PCA is on your Mount Rushmore of takes.
I don't think so. Really? I got a lot of takes.
I think it is. I think it's one of those. And that said, I actually want to ask Russ, because Russ's non-MLB thoughts are just as compelling. A couple of other questions I want to ask about baseball stuff, but then also draft lottery too.
We're getting everybody sick
on
that.
I need you to marinate on what your sports conspiracy theory is.
Okay.
So that's next with Russ Dorsey, Rahimian Harris, and you on the
screen. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Guess what, everybody? Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670-0670. Will win a pair of tickets to see The Who on Sunday, September 7th at the United Center. This is ahead of the sale. Tickets go on sale Friday, May 16th. So call in and now you get your chance to win tickets to The Who. Russ Dorsey continues to join us here on the show on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And we threw a lot at you during the break.
There's a lot going on.
I think I want to start with an article that Sahadev Sharma and Patrick Mooney worked on last week, touching on something you mentioned earlier. For example, Nolan Arenado, are the Cardinals going to trade him? Are they not? The crater that is offensive production out of third base in Major League Baseball apparently is at a low they haven't seen in decades. What do you think just about the dearth of production at that position and maybe some possible solutions for teams contending? Rafael Devers comes to mind. And also trying to figure that situation out in Boston.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't minced words.
No. Also, he was player of the week last week. Like, he's been swinging it despite all the craziness going on. That situation's crazy. And I wrote about it last week for Yahoo. And there is a lot of blame to go around. I put the majority of it on the Boston Red Sox because, one, they could have told him during the winter, hey, we're going to have you start taking some ground balls at first base, because they hadn't gotten Alex Bregman yet and Tristan Casas was healthy. But you create a much easier situation for yourself than you have right now, where it's tense in the room. You got to have an ownership group come and fly and see him in Kansas City, because – you know, we don't see this in baseball. In other sports, we do, where a player and GM go head up like, you need to do your job and find us a first baseman, because I ain't going over there, because I already did y'all a favor and DH, and I didn't want to do that. That's really why I'm mad.
And I've been hitting this whole time.
And like, I've been hit. And so
it'd be different if he wasn't hitting.
And so I think
I'm also laughing because he's like, I play third. Like, the way he said it was just so
in spring, where
he's
day at, I play third. No, you don't. You're actually a DH now. And so I think there for him, he's still bothered by that. And I also think that Rafael Devers, I don't think he fully understands the fact that situations change. Because I think when they gave him the $313 million a couple of years ago and they were like, you're our third baseman of the future, it's a different regime, right? There's a different GM in place. That was Chaim Bloom, and now it's Craig Breslow. And if Craig Breslow's philosophy as a front office is, hey, man, I think for us to be the best baseball team, you're going to have to be a DH. And I think for Rafi, it's like, well, if they gave me all this money, I'm not some rookie that you could just say, hey, play here, play there. And the communication has been lacking. I blame the Red Sox for that part.
Do you think it's as simple as communication?
I think, yeah, I do. I really do. Because I feel like if they were honest from get-go that he was either not going to play third base anymore or they were going to find a third baseman and told him in the winter, hey, just be prepared to either play third, play first, or DH. If they just put it in his head, like, all these things are possible outcomes, I think he can mentally prepare. But if they say, no, we don't want you to take ground balls at first base, and they hadn't gotten a third baseman yet, he's preparing as if he's going to be a third baseman. And I think he was kind of blindsided when you go get Alex Bregman. And then they had that whole, oh, he might play second, even though the whole time he was going to play third base.
And the whole thing was, I play third. It was in response to the Alex Bregman. It was like, you know I play third. Right. Why did you go get a third baseman? Right. And why am I the guy who gets moved as opposed to Alex Bregman DHing in his mind?
Also, when you've got the guy that won the Gold Glove at third base and you've been a well below average third baseman.
I get it. But like you said, I think the lack of communication on the front end, and then now you're at a point where you're mid-season. This guy is actually in a groove at the plate. Yeah. You're tinkering with his mentality because now I got
to
go.
It was hard enough to DH, and now I'm swinging it.
The other part of it, too, is that in order for the Red Sox to work, you have to have Devers be happy and productive in order for that team to have a chance at contending.
I don't think his production offensively is going to change, but I do think there's a risk in trying to have him go out there mid-season and figure out how to play first base where now there's errors. You could take those errors, as you know, to the plate with you. Also, he is looked at favorably by the fan base. If he starts screwing up at first base, now his whole profile is shot.
But you're forgetting about what it does to a clubhouse, too. Yeah, because there's other people involved in this equation. You were going
to
say
that's one of the things I was going to go to is because it's a lose-lose for Rafi because now you have the fan base that says, oh, you're not a team player. This guy blew out his knee and you don't even want to play first base. And I think in his mind, it's like, I'm not a first baseman. Like, there's way more risk for me if I suck, if I make errors. This ain't spring training. This is real games that count. We spent all this money. We're trying to win. And now you just going to throw me at first base? I've done y'all the favor.
And I hit.
And I've been hitting. It's hard enough to try to be a DH. And I think you talk to players around the big leagues, that's something they're always going to tell you. And I think for Rafi, it's like, I did y'all one favor, and you asking me to do it again. And he feels like, and even what he said after, you know, with all that happened, that he feels like he's kind of being picked on here. Where it's like, I don't know what he being Craig Breslow, has with me. You know, he used to be a ball player. Like, he knows how hard it is. And so, yeah, I just think this is a poor communication. And I think if you were straight up, like a lot of time in life, if you straight up in the beginning, you avoid a lot of...
Could be painful, that straight up at the beginning.
100%.
But at least you dealt with it, and everybody knows where they stand, what it is, what it ain't.
Because I think he feels like they're being two-faced.
Yeah.
Like, you told me one thing, and now you're telling me another.
Well, yeah. And
a lot of Harvey Dent going on.
Here's the hard part, too, is that even in what he's saying, he's being interpreted through a translator. So I don't necessarily know, and that's not a knock on the translator. It's just a knock on the logistics. Like, we don't necessarily know if what we're getting is the most accurate tone of what he's saying.
My thing. For that to be the translation, because a lot of times from getting translations, it is
softens.
Like 10% of what the player actually says. I more than any time ever believe these are 100% Rafael Devers thoughts because the translator was looking at him like,
and then he turns to the mic and then he would
come back. And even in the spring training one, he was like, I play third. Like, just in case y'all, he said that in English
because he wanted to make sure.
I want to make sure y'all know I play third.
Yeah, it's been beyond entertaining. And I'll tell y'all, here's how I feel about drama, especially in sports. I love it as long as it's not on my team, and I ain't got to deal with it. just like drama in real life. I don't want to be involved in any drama, but I love looking out the window and seeing, oh,
other people's
that's
drama.
That's entertaining.
That's sick. But it also hovers. It's very sick. But it hovers over the clubhouse now. Right? They had a chance to nip this in the bud in spring training, and they didn't. And now it's here.
Okay, speaking of nipping things in the bud, what's going on with the Cubs closer situation? Do you think Ryan Pressly will ever regain that role, one? And what are they doing in the meantime?
I think you kind of throw some stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Like Drew Pomerantz on a Monday night?
He's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? 7 2/3 scoreless innings since he got promoted to the big leagues. And I just think because you know the situation where it's like, hey, Ryan's working through some things and we're going to throw Porter Hodge and some combination Porter Hodge, Drew Pomerantz, Brad Keller,
Daniel Palencia,
and see what happens. And you just play the matchup game. I think that's kind of what situation you're kind of in right now.
You understand why that's giving Cubs fans PTSD from last year, right?
Oh, I get it. But like, what other options do you have right now?
Yeah, 7 2/3 scoreless for Drew Pomerantz.
Ah,
that's why he's the National Insider.
That recall.
Big timer. Yeah.
That was sassy. Whereas I'm just saying, oh, that's a nice arm side run on that movement you got there, lefty.
Right.
I also want to ask you this,
yeah,
because we talked about it earlier.
Oh.
It was our five on a question.
This is my favorite.
And it was for me, it was the opening of the show. Do you have a sports conspiracy theory?
I wish I had known yesterday because I could have taken all night to really like cook up something good. I don't have something top of mind. But the draft lottery is the one. And I want
and that's the leading candidate.
And I tweeted this last night. I am not now nor have ever been conspiracy theorist guy, either in sports or in life.
Welcome to 2025.
But you know when like 99% of the things that they tell us happen actually happen, and there's 1% where like they lie.
Right.
And once people find out about the 1%, it's like, everything's up for grabs. So the draft lottery is the one where I'm like, so you're telling me after LeBron leaves, oh, Kyrie Irving, you're a Cleveland Cavalier. And when the Bulls needed something, the kid from Chicago, and this one benefited us, so I don't really care about this one, but D. Rose comes to the Bulls. And you're telling me after maybe the most embarrassing trade we've seen in sports in the last 20-ish years goes down in Dallas.
I don't think it was that big of an embarrassment, but go ahead.
I do.
That's not what it felt like.
Let him cook.
And you have fans chanting in the playoffs to fire the GM. They just happened to win the draft lottery. Ah.
How did that serve the NBA, though?
Because it's...
It makes it look like it made sense.
Right. Like,
They got a chance. They got in the lottery.
They wouldn't even had a chance if Kyrie didn't get hurt, though. Then we wouldn't even be talking about this.
They show you that you can still succeed, even though you made decisions that are widely criticized.
That's not what you asked me. You asked what the conspiracy was.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You didn't ask
me. I didn't say I was going to attack your conspiracy theory. You're right. You're right.
It's
you're right.
The other ones too. It's like Zion. It was Ja to the Grizzlies when the Grizzlies
were Zion
reportedly
after
going through some financial issues.
And yeah, and Boogie tears his Achilles and all that.
Layla's favorite is just basketball reasons in general. She just
that was the most ridiculous. Have you ever also this is going way back, but Greg Popovich talking about the Pau Gasol trade, also hilarious. He's like, that trade didn't make any sense. And that's from Memphis. And he like went off about how it didn't make any sense. And I'm like, so your own coaches, the good ones, are calling you out for some of this. And you're just letting it happen.
That was the Pau Gasol, Mark Gasol trade?
Yeah. That was the one it was the one that sent Pau to the Lakers.
Yeah, I think that was Pau
Gasol,
Mark.
Yeah, Pau and Mark, right?
There's one conspiracy I have.
Oh, give it to us.
I can't tell you on air.
See?
It's not just me.
I can't say it on air.
So if you
It had, is a sports one, but I can't say it on air.
If you had time to cook, would you like call us back and submit it? Or would you email?
I couldn't.
No, not this particular one. But you know how you're like, I wish I had
known. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I could find one and like text the group chat.
You can.
And say, this is the one that I've been meaning to tell you.
Also, this was right after our show last week. Are we going to talk about this protein-laden order of yours to go?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely be the last thing that we talk about. Because
we definitely talked about it amongst ourselves.
So Russ is a road warrior. He's in high demand. He has to go on the road a lot, but he keeps a strict regimen. That's how he looks like Mr. Muscle Man over here. he puts a picture of a receipt from True Food Kitchen for Layla and our purview. And I was like, wait a minute, you ordered all this food for one meal? And what was on that receipt? Let me go back.
So there was like seven pieces of salmon.
There was four pieces of salmon.
let's not exaggerate.
There were four pieces of salmon, I believe three orders of shrimp, two orders of sweet potatoes, because sweet potatoes are the best complex carbohydrate you can find, and I think carrots. But yeah, you got to get your protein in. Shrimp is one of the best protein sources you can find because it's high in protein, very low in fat.
It's salmon, like scallops too, right? Scallops.
Yeah, is high in protein and a lot of good fats that you need, omega-3s. Get your omega-3s. And sweet potatoes are fantastic. Fill you up, satiating, complex carbohydrate, give you energy. But it sounds like a lot more food than it actually is.
It was three sides, not four. Three sides of salmon.
From
three
true
sides
food
of shrimp.
From true food, right?
One side of a flat iron steak.
It's like
one side
like,
of carrots
oh,
and three
you
sides
that.
Of sweet
the flat
potato.
Iron steak is like 2 ounces of steak.
Okay, it's 2 ounces, but that's a lot, bro.
No, it's really not. I literally did the macro calculation and sent it to you.
Yeah, you did.
What did
you
I say?
Did. It was the macro calculations on this were a bit insane. Also. Where'd it go?
It was like 2,000 calories, some odd, 2,200 or something?
For the day, I'm like, I'm do like 2,500. But I believe the macros on that was like
234 grams of protein, 168 carbohydrates, 100 sugar, 52 fat, 18 fiber.
That was for my day.
Oh, that's for the day.
After I plugged all that in.
The man's well-fueled, Layla. What do you want me to say?
It was True Food, right?
True food.
And he ran 7 miles the other day just because it was I'm using air quotes for those of you not on the Twitch. Rest day.
I do love True Food Kitchen, though.
True food's great. Expensive, but great. So here's the thing, Marshall. For everybody out there, I do a 3-day on, 1-day off split. So the 3 days is push, which is chest, shoulders, and triceps. Then the next day I do pull, which is back, bicep, and rear deltoid. And then I throw ab in there for all those. And then legs is day three. And then the fourth day, I rest from all those major muscle groups, and I just go for a run.
Oh, so quads aren't part of push?
No, everything. I just do all my legs together.
I see.
All you need to know is I can probably still do more pull-ups than Russ Dorsey.
Marshall has 8 bad legs, a bad back, gout.
I'm not Spider-Man. I don't have 8 bad legs.
He needs Tommy John surgery. Like... Marshall, I'd be trying to shoot you bail and not bring up all your injuries, but now you're playing with me.
No. All right, let's do a pull-up contest.
You want to go ab for ab?
No, I said pull-ups. I said pull-ups.
Exactly.
I said pull-ups.
Get us the break, Layla.
No, I want to figure out a suitable contest for you two.
I got nothing right now.
You know what you should do? The Presidential Fitness Challenge.
Ooh, I would like to do that.
What is that?
That's a mile. That's pull-ups. That's... the toe reach, the stretch.
I forget what all it is, but it's a list.
That's the one that you do in gym class?
Yeah. When you're like in fifth grade.
Come on, man.
Okay, then show them how it's child's work. We have more coming up on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Always happy to have Russ Dorsey in.
What's our 145?
I don't know yet. What's our 145?
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick spoke at the ACC spring meetings today and provided clarity about Jordan Hudson's role.
Did?
Was it
as
clarity?
It relates to UNC football. I'm saying clarity, but you can figure out what it is when you hear it.
That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are back on Rahimi and Harris. Russell Dorsey has hung around for another segment because he can't get enough of us. That's true. And right now, if you can't get enough of us, you might want to be caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670, because if you do that, you will win a pair of tickets to our live broadcast at Brick House in Wrigleyville with special guest Ian Happ on May 28th, a.k.a. the day after my birthday. It's all brought to you by Verizon.
I love your birthday weekend.
It's a little too far away from Memorial Day weekend this time, but you know, it's a Tuesday.
I celebrate it more than you do, I think.
Yeah, I'm not really a birthday celebration guy. As somebody said, I'm old, so.
Didn't I like make you, I dragged you out one day, like made you celebrate your birthday?
I don't remember.
I think, yeah, it was recently here.
That sounds like it could be a thing that happened.
Do you have a wedding to go to this time?
Yes, my college roommate's
getting married. You'll go to more weddings than anybody I know.
People enjoy my company.
No, you're a good hang.
Yeah.
Are you going with a plus one?
I am not going with a plus one, although my college roommate says he has someone he wants me to meet. Yeah. Actually, his fiance has someone she wants me to meet. Because, yeah, you know, listen, references and referrals, ladies and gentlemen. I take all references and referrals.
Here, I'm trying to get married. Do you remember when you talked about how he wasn't going out?
I'm trying to get married.
The lies?
No, I don't go, but I don't go out. I go for purposeful things.
You know what's crazy about you saying that? I don't go out. But when I go on Instagram and I look at my IG story and I click on Marshall Harris's little circle at the top, you be outside.
When am I outside? I'm not.
Here's the best part. Here's the realest test coming up. Chicago summer. Do you know how many street fests there are? Let's see how much Marshall is literally outside.
That's
Marshall
me trying to get more involved in like what's going on outside with people. Like I want to be immersed in Chicago summertime. But that's not like out like
are.
Trying to like do stuff. Like, really do stuff like Russell Dorsey does.
I don't do that. I'm working.
Yeah. All right. I bet you are. Working man.
Hey, speaking of all of that, what's the latest from Bill Belichick today at Media Days?
All right, so I know that you're aware that your relationship with Jordan Hudson has been a headline over the last few months. And all of the specifics aside, because a lot has come out in the last couple of days, how do you think that impacts your ability to coach this football team, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, really off to the side. It's a personal relationship, and she doesn't have anything to do with UNC football. I'm excited to be back in the coaches' meetings and getting ready for, you know, June and then August when we get to training camp. So June will be a big recruiting month for us, and then August we'll start getting ready for the season.
And I know that you're not on social media and you don't read as much as everybody else has seen, but when it comes to having conversations with your players, have you been able to talk about any of those things and the specifics of what's going on off the field?
Yeah, no, I talk to the players, you know, and when we meet with them when they come in to visit and so forth, sure.
And how have those conversations gone?
Yeah, great. Well, again, we want to make the players the best that they can be, provide them the best opportunity on and off the field. And that's what we're about at UNC, and that's what we're going to do the best for every single player we have.
So he's back to being himself, apparently. Number two, did Brandon Faber join UNC? Did we ever find that out? Because I know that that was discussed, the former Bears PR executive. And number three, did he just rattle off months of the schedule, like months of the year?
We're on to Cincinnati.
No, seriously. I think he just said months on the calendar. He's like, well, we're looking forward to June and then July and then August.
UNC hires former Bears PR director Brandon Faber. It's a headline right here. Seen in Sports Illustrated, NBC Sports. Also, the Daily Mail. Like, yeah, he's being hired or has been hired by them. And also, he said she ain't got nothing to do with this. That's what I heard, right, Russell?
I heard a PR person come into play.
I say this on y'all show a lot when I'm here.
Okay.
Can I ask y'all something?
ask us something.
Number one, is she so important that she gets questions at ACC Media Days? Right? Like, I understand that the CBS thing is mad weird. And I know people look at the age difference between him and her, and depending on how you feel about that, you can make your own judgments or whatever. But, like, when it comes to coaching football, what does she have to do with that? And why is this important? Because I think one of my biggest issues with today's day and age is I think there are a lot of things that happen off the court or field that have nothing to do with me as a journalist and is grown folks' business, and I don't care. And I think this is one of those things. But I think it's become to a point where now I have to report on somebody's personal life. And that makes me, as a journalist, feel uncomfortable.
When she decided to, A, become public with him, and B, step in between him and the media, then she became part of it.
So you're saying after she butted into the CBS interview, all bets were off?
Correct.
I think, you know, it goes back to what they teach us, basic journalism 101, is like the who, the what, the when, why, what prevalence does this person have? Like, is this person famous or not? I mean, he's famous. This kind of comes with the territory, does it not?
And it's not like she's been, he's had other girlfriends. Did we ever know their names?
I don't care about somebody's girlfriend. I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I'm not TMZ.
But when it comes to reports that she has started this, what was the name of the company? The Bill Belichick Productions or whatever, that she was running that, and then that she's doing things and making decisions and is his handler at an interview such as the CBS. I think that's when it becomes a thing. I didn't care either.
He would have answered that question if she hadn't said we're not talking about that.
I'm surprised that somebody who has been as insulated as he has for three decades is now seemingly failing at this part.
He's in unfamiliar territory now. This is not the same as it was when he was winning championships and kind of could Bigfoot everyone there. This is a different realm. When he agreed to do the softball interview with CBS, he set himself up for this. If he wasn't, he should have known he was going to be asked this question.
Also, it's not like the memoir he wrote was just about his professional life.
True.
He needs a publicist that's not her.
That's why they just hired Brandon Faber.
Does that help?
I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with his work.
Okay. What?
I'm unfamiliar with his work.
I know two people who are familiar.
I know people that are familiar too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't know if it helps.
I mean, the entire Bears media corps.
Well,
previously Blackhawks media corps.
Yes.
I think that's one of my issues, is I just don't know how important she is in the grand scheme of things. I think it's great internet fodder for people. And
you're trying to stay above the fray.
I'd like to, as a journalist, because I don't think that's the story.
I just think it can be as simple at times as, if you don't want to be a part of this, then you're not a part of it. That means you're going to have to trust him to do his job and his matters.
And not interject.
And represent himself.
Really quick.
But you don't get to use him as your shield.
I get that. Really quick. Do you guys think he coaches one game for UNC?
Yes.
Now, whether he gets to two seasons, that's another story.
Interesting.
Yes.
That buyout, it goes down to $1
million. $1
million.
Where?
That is nothing. Haven't you seen what they do at Texas A&M?
Correct. But I'm just saying it goes from $10 million to $1 million. And I think in the back of their minds, they knew this might not make it.
And it's a public school, so keep that in mind, too. You can always keep an eye on the FOIA requests and whatnot, at least for now. Russ Dorsey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, friends.
Yeah, Russ, it was good to see you.
Jesus, Marshall.
It was good to see you.
You say it like that and then started this interview with, hey, man, can we get along?
I think we've done a good job of getting along.
You sounded so happy that I was here.
I am happy that you're here.
Then sound like it.
Everybody online is happy you're here.
Thank you, guys.
Text and Twitch and everybody.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Russ. Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel are next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.